Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Rain, not going away anytime soon. Still critical after that April 1st plane crash in Muncie. Guest alert, 8:30 this morning, a presidential appearance. That's just the BSU guy. He loves it when I say that. Jeffrey Mearns later. Good morning, I'm Steve Lindell, 8:06. And we're live in our WMUN studios. We always look at your weather, especially when it gets squishy like it is. And it's really squishy. Here's WMUN meteorologist Paul Poteet.
Big area of low pressure is eventually going to pull a cold front through the state today, and it's going to pull a fast one on the temperatures as we fall from around 60 into the 50s by afternoon. And that wind will gust up to 40 miles an hour. Showers, thunderstorms around. They'll end pretty early this evening and will be quiet for a while with a low of 45. Light rain Friday morning, maybe a scattered shower or storm in the afternoon. And tomorrow it'll still be windy, high of 55. Clearing it out Friday night, low of 41. Beautiful Saturday, 66 with sunshine. Up to 73 Sunday, maybe an isolated shower or storm, but otherwise it's looking good for the weekend. And we're going to be in the 70s all next week.
All right, Paul Poteet, you may put me in my backyard smoking some meat with that forecast for later. Ooh, I like smoking some meat. All right, so let's have our first guest of the morning in here. Jenny Marsh is in from Heart of Indiana United Way, president and CEO, leader and advocate for all things great in Delaware County and beyond, because the footprint is large.
It is.
How are you today?
I'm great. I get to start my day with my radio buddy. How are you?
Oh, you don't have to kiss up. Stop doing
I'm
that.
Not,
okay,
yeah.
So today we are going to talk about diapers. Now, that the lead item sounds funny, but we're going to get to that. Well, let's start with the overview. The United Way that you work for and around does what for whom, aggregately, please?
Well, as you referenced, we extend beyond Delaware County. We actually serve Delaware, Fayette, Henry, Randolph, and Madison counties. That comprises the Heart of Indiana United Way. And across that footprint, over 40% of households can't make ends meet. They're struggling to get by. Many of them are working two and three jobs, but barely meeting their basic budget. And so United Way works with nonprofits to help make sure the nonprofits have the resources they need, not only in funding, but in training and networking to really serve and move the needle for families.
So Jenny Marsh, how do diapers tie into any or all of that?
Well, absolutely. Right here in Delaware County, when we listened to and learned from our community members, whether they were CEOs or folks that were in need of services, they wanted to make sure that kids had the best education possible. And so the thing that many people don't realize is babies are born learning. 90% of brain development happens before the age of five, and school starts at five.
90%?
Yes, absolutely. And the thing that is really interesting to me is if you don't have a clean tushy, you can't learn. Yeah. And so what's really important to talk, read, sing to your little baby and make sure those tushies are dry so that they can focus on the words that you say, because that'll ultimately make them great readers.
And diapers are not cheap.
They are not cheap. And many child care centers require that you provide the diapers your child's going to need at the child care center while you go to work.
So people that obviously need those, that may have some sort of assistance, you mentioned the percentage of people that can't make ends meet.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they can't necessarily use some of those benefits to acquire those.
Correct. In fact, many of the households in our footprint make just a little too much to qualify for benefits. But even those who can qualify for benefits, you can't always get diapers. diapers at WIC. Sometimes they'll have them to give to you, but you can't use your SNAP benefits or your WIC benefits to purchase diapers. And half of families cannot afford the diapers they need to keep their infant and child clean and dry and healthy.
Most of our listeners right now are hearing you talk about this, Jenny Marsh, Heart of Indiana United Way, and they're saying, gosh, diapers, I mean, how hard is that to get a hold of? But a lot of our listeners probably know or are around somebody. They may have a neighbor. You may have a friend at work, folks. You may not be aware that they're struggling in that regard. So those folks and all the folks listening right now on WMUN might be wondering, how can somebody help?
Exactly. United Way is doing a diaper drive between Mother's Day and Father's Day. We'll have collection points all across the footprint. And we are asking businesses, churches, groups that come together if they would help collect diapers. 25% of families report that they've missed school or work because they didn't have enough diapers to leave with their child at childcare. And, it can cost between $80 to $100 per month per baby for a family to have the diapers they need for their care. And so we are doing diaper drives where host sites will place boxes, donation boxes, and people can bring, diapers, wipes, Desitin for diaper rash, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. You can drop those off at different sites. I'll tell you, Northwest Bank has been one of our big diaper site collection spots, and they have so much fun, and it's an opportunity for companies to boost staff morale, pull together, do something kind of fun together in this drive. They have competitions between their branches.
Really?
Like Reed Levitz has been in the inflatable baby suit because his branch didn't raise as much diapers as the other branch did. So, you can have so much fun with this, and you can really make a big impact for families.
I've met Reed, and I can only envision him in a diaper suit.
Adorable. Adorable.
Have you done this before, or is this new?
We have. We've been doing this for many, many years, and Madison County did it before we came together to serve the whole region, and we brought it on because it's such a great program, and it helps so many folks. And then we're also looking for nonprofits who want to help distribute those diapers. So, they can just contact us at 288-5586. That's 765-288-5586, and we'll plug them in.
Where do they physically go? I mean, when the donation is made at one of these host sites, we'll get to that in a second, but yeah. Where do they physically go? Is there a warehouse? Is there a big room?
They come to our various offices, and then the nonprofits that will distribute them will collect them.
Okay.
And in some cases, some of our collection spots just deliver directly to those nonprofits. So we make it easy, we make it fun, and we like to show people lots of love when they do it.
All right. Jenny Marsh talking on WMUN this morning on Delaware County Today. Who would be a great diaper drive host?
Oh, any kind of business where you've got high traffic, you've got a team of people. I think some of our factories would be great. This is an easy thing for folks to contribute. And businesses, absolutely. Churches, youth groups, organizations that pull together and really work to make a difference in the community. Heart of Indiana United Way has lots of opportunities for them to do so.
Got an idea, and you probably have thought of all these ideas before, but it could be as simple as maybe somebody that's not in the kid business at the moment, because you have adult children and they're out of the house or whatever.
Sure.
You got to go to the grocery store. You got to do your regular shopping. You go to one of the big stores or whatever in town or somewhere in the area. How about you route yourself down the diaper aisle, even though you don't need to go there because you're not in that business right now, and just grab a box. Just stick it in your cart and get up there and they'll look at you like, oh, I didn't know you were having a baby. And you could say, well, I'm just helping the Heart of Indiana United Way. Maybe somebody else might do it. And then do that drop off wherever is closest to you or whatever. And you're just paying a little money, a little extra at the checkout, and you're helping out somebody. It's those little bits and pieces and donations. If everybody kind of did that, boy, we'd all be better off.
That's exactly right, Steve. And I like that you talked about, you may not be in the business of needing diapers right now, but 18% of Delaware County residents are children, and they are 100% of our future. So put put a pack of diapers in your cart and help us out. I love that idea.
Good call. More information, the web and the phone number or whatever. Tell them how to get in contact.
HeartOfIndianaUnitedWay.org will give you all kinds of information about the work we do. And then call us at 765-288-5586 and we can set you up as a diaper host.
Outstanding. Jenny, always good to see you.
Always great to see you, Steve. Thank
Stay
you.
Stay dry out there.
I'll try.
Jenny Marsh, our first guest this morning as we get underway with Delaware County Today on WMUN.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAwontWait.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-260-7979. That's 800-260-7979. 800-260-7979.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Steve Lindell on Delaware County Today.
We talk about what people are talking about in Muncie, Delaware County. We do that in our news coverage, of course, as well. Here's the local news summary on WMUN. Today, by proclamation of the mayor, is World Parkinson's Day in Muncie, partly in honor of the work of Riverside Baptist Church in town. This is also Parkinson's Awareness Month. He seems to think it's a waste of time.
Impeaching Alexander Mayorkas just doesn't seem to me to be a real something we ought to have at the top of our list of things to do.
6th District Congressman Greg Pence on WMUN this week. Since we spoke earlier this week, the status of the next steps have changed in D.C., and he questions this as a messaging action and says,
but instead, I'm sorry to say that in the House of Representatives, we're just blaming Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, and we're going to try to impeach him.
Indy cops have multiple tools to enforce state curfew laws. Ryan Hedrick explains.
Police are using cameras, drones, and undercover cops to avoid another downtown shooting incident. Lieutenant Shane Foley says on that night it was challenging for IMPD to pick out the hot spots.
There were some disturbances, but we also have to be able to identify who's involved in those disturbances. We can't just take a big group and round up everybody who's there.
That shooting is the reason IMPD is enforcing state curfew laws. Foley says nobody violated the laws last weekend. Ryan Hedrick, Network, Indiana.
I'm Peter Killeen. The 50th anniversary year of the Ross Community Center is underway, and events are rolling out for neighborhood and widespread celebration. The center at 1110 West 10th Street, focused on advancing education and lifelong learning, health, and wellness.
The annual Congressional Art Contest is on. 6th District Congressman Greg Pence.
The number one winner gets to go to Washington, D.C., a hotel, and two tickets to fly out and be part of the ceremony and see where their art is hung. So, you know, we reach out to all the high schools. I know every district does to, you know, tell your students, submit your art.
People are still talking about the 23 or so residents that had a lot to say on social media last week when the cameras didn't work at Muncie City Council meeting.
Yeah, we appreciate the comments. But there was nobody more frustrated than me because of the success that we had that night in explaining the price differences and frankly, all we wanted was the approval, and we got that approval for that bond issue.
Mayor Dan Ridenour.
So, I would just say thank you so much for your comments, but understand that technology, if it doesn't work, there's not a whole lot we can do.
As reported, a software update apparently could not be stopped, making the cameras inoperable. State law mandates public meetings like this be live streamed, but that law doesn't take effect until late July. Kindergarten roundup and open enrollment starts today at Muncie Community Schools
from 4:30 to 6 at all of our elementaries. It's a great time to head to the buildings, take care of all the not so fun paperwork and digital content that you have to knock out before you get your kids enrolled. But it's an exciting time. Teachers are there, and boy, you remember your kindergarten teacher.
Chuck Reynolds, incoming CEO and Director of Public Instruction from WMUN News Radio yesterday morning. Running from officers and trying to drown one of their canines. Just some of the crimes which a man and woman have been arrested for and charged.
Police went to a property in Scott Township Monday afternoon after learning that the man and woman were trespassing. There they say they saw Skylar Robertson and Holly Richter talking to the owner, but the two soon ran into the nearby woods. Canine Clara was eventually sent after them, so Richter surrendered, but Robertson did not give up as quickly. When Clara then bit the man, police say he grabbed her collar and tried to drown her in a creek. Clara survived and is expected to recover. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
Eliminating wasteful spending. That's one of the things Raju Chinthala says that he will do if he's elected to represent Indiana's 5th Congressional District. John Herrick has this.
Stop stealing from next generations.
That was Chinthala Tuesday morning in an interview with WIBC's Tony Katz. He wants to fix problems with Social Security because of what it could do to future generations, an idea he has.
We had to increase the retirement age as we are living for longer and longer. My oldest patient was 108 years old when I was working as a speech pathologist.
The primary's May 7th. Chinthala is one of 10 candidates that will speak at a forum Wednesday night in Kokomo. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
Don Finnegan's been around town promoting the upcoming Run for the Fallen, 140 miles over May 10 to 12 from Fort Wayne to Indianapolis. They stop to recite the names of fallen Hoosier soldiers. 540 will be shared overall this year. Find out more with a link on our news page right now. Police have two semi-truck drivers in custody for a road rage stabbing. Donnie Burgess reports on what the cops know so far.
They're both out-of-state drivers, apparently traveling for work.
Indiana State Police Sergeant Kerry Hull says Daniel Andrews and Lyndon Smith were apparently brake-checking each other on I-65 near the Henryville exit Saturday morning. A few minutes later, Andrews had been stabbed at a rest stop, but he faces more serious charges because police believe he may have started the fight.
The other driver possibly had a pipe and then actually initiated the initial altercation on the side of the road.
State police say if you know anything more about the fight, give them a call. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
What's the Hoosier State's favorite cocktail? A new study has declared a winner. Wes Woodward has the story.
Based on the research, Indiana's favorite alcoholic beverage is whiskey. In a new study by Consumer Affairs, they determined the most popular alcoholic mixed drink in every state, and Indiana's cocktail of choice is the Hoosier Heritage. Because of a contest held by the Indiana State Museum in 2015 that named it as the state's unofficial cocktail. The drink's ingredients include Knob Creek rye whiskey, maple syrup, lemon juice, and apple cider. The alcohol base of Knob Creek rye whiskey is in honor of Abraham Lincoln, who moved to Indiana in 1816 from Knob Creek Farm in Kentucky. Wes Woodward, Network Indiana.
About 2 months after welcoming the baby girl into the world, the Indianapolis Zoo has revealed the name of the newest member of their white rhino herd. Sasha Nixon reports.
Zola's birth was particularly notable for the downtown attraction, as her appearance marked the first ever live rhino birth at the zoo. Her mother's name is Enzele. Learn more at IndianapolisZoo.com. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
Recall and save for memories from this week's total solar eclipse.
Yes, it's over. However, our memories linger. MuncieJournal.com has put together some memories of the total eclipse from community members. You'll hear Steve Lindell's live broadcast from WMUN Radio. You'll see a stunning image composite of the eclipse from Matt Howell, images from Minnetrista's three-day celebration, a time-lapse video of the downtown area from Kyle Johnson's drone, a peek at Cheryl Swingley's eclipse cookies, and the entire three-hour eclipse stream from Ball State University. Visit MuncieJournal.com for that eclipse story and more. I'm Mike Rhodes for Wolfboom Radio News.
Chinese surgeons came to the rescue after a man accidentally swallowed a pair of small fingernail scissors that he was using to clean his teeth. As he tried to cough it up, the points, the sharp ends, facing up, dug deeper into his throat, causing serious damage. I just don't know what to say about that. But it's true. It's a real story. And part of our news summary. A presidential visit is moments away on WMUN.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code AUDIO. Use code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up.
Save big money on your next landscaping project now at Menards. Menards is your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our landscape design programs in-store and on Menards.com. Stop in today to check out our landscaping options and for great deals going on in our garden center now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. Go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
And away we go. As I've talked about incessantly yesterday and today, a presidential interview right now. It's just the Ball State guy, Jeffrey Mearns. How about that? The tease was good, though, President Mearns. What'd you think?
It was very generous, a nice lead-in. And, you know, usually when we start off these interviews, we talk about it's a beautiful day to be in Muncie, Delaware County, East Central Indiana, but that would be hard to say today.
Well, it's a nice day if you're a duck. I mean, you know, relatively speaking.
Yeah. Or a Canadian goose on the Ball State campus.
Also very good. You have to watch out for those. How's that illegal stop sign at the roundabout not far from the Duck Pond now that you bring it up? Has that been fixed yet?
Okay, you say it's illegal. What code provision in the Indiana State code makes that illegal?
It's a 2935 stroke J. Everyone looks that up all the time. It's on the interwebs.
Yeah, we'll look it up. All right. How are you, Steve?
I'm always good when I'm talking to you. I'm pleased to welcome in the president of Ball State University, Jeffrey Mearns. I understand that Stedman's coming back again. Does he have like an apartment here or what?
I don't know, but we're always delighted to have Stedman Graham on campus. And as you say, yeah, he's coming back in a few weeks. He's going to be our commencement speaker coming up the first Saturday in May. And as you know, he got his master's degree here at Ball State, and he's an expert in what he has described as identity leadership. You know, the concept of, you know, kind of the basic concept that he speaks about is if you want to lead others, you can't do that until you develop the capacity to lead yourself. And so we're delighted that he's going to be here and share his insights and his thoughts and experience with our graduates and their families at commencement. Also during commencement on Friday evening, we're going to recognize Dr. Leanne Kwiatkowski, you know, for her extraordinary work. Nice. She's going to speak on Saturday afternoon at the Teachers College commencement ceremony. And then during the main ceremony on Saturday morning, we're also going to give a special honor to June Schumann, one of the most generous people in the Ball State family.
Since Stedman Graham is coming again, is Oprah coming with him this time, President Mearns?
I'm not at liberty to share information. I can't confirm or deny.
That's a yes. That's a yes right there. That's a coded yes. That's what I think that is.
You're free to draw whatever inferences you would like, Steve.
You're the best. This is President Mearns, who appeared before the Muncie City Council last week. Nobody saw it. They had video problems. But I understand you showed a video about the village work and what's to come there with that fancy hotel and stuff. Can we get a copy of that great presentation to share with the community? I'd love to have it.
Sure. We can share with you a PowerPoint presentation that I used at the community forums. I think it was back in February. And then we can certainly share with you that kind of 2-minute fly-through video that the architects who are working on the project have shared. And it gives you a great sense about what the Performing Arts Center will be like inside and out. And then also a really wonderful illustration of what this wonderful hotel will look like.
You already have.
So yes, I will get those to you.
Great, thank you. You already have one of the most beautiful campuses that I've ever encountered in person. You should be proud. I think you already are.
We are, and you know, a lot of credit goes to Jim Lowe. I'm sure you know Jim.
Oh yeah.
He's been working here at Ball State for more than 30 years, and he's been certainly the visionary for the campus that we have, and he's retiring at the end of this academic year in June. So we're going to also later this semester celebrate and recognize and demonstrate our appreciation to Jim for the extraordinary work he's done on our campus.
Would you give him a
and
logo,
in our community.
Would you give him a logo T-square? I think he'd like that. Is that a thing?
I don't know. What's a T-square?
I really don't know. The word of the day, by the way, is anent. Anent, A-N-E-N-T. That is the word you are to work in for the rest of our interview here.
Oh,
somehow,
boy.
Some way. Thank you very much. What, oh boy? What?
I don't know what it means.
Well, a learned professor of Ball State here, not a capital P. This is Jeffrey Mearns, the capital P president. Biden made some news again recently. The student loan forgiveness plan announced this week, the latest version. What is Ball State's position on this effort? Not politically speaking, but financially speaking, Mr. Mearns.
Yeah, so his proposal wouldn't have really any material impact on our institution financially, because I believe his proposal is to forgive debts that students or graduates owe to the federal government. And so it really doesn't affect any, you know, potential outstanding obligations that a student or a graduate may owe to the university. Frankly, what I'm much more concerned about is the Department of Education's disastrous rollout of the new FAFSA form, the financial aid form that students have to fill out. If they don't solve that problem soon, and I mean soon, it might prevent thousands of high school graduates from all across the country from enrolling in college, and could have an adverse impact on our freshman enrollment. Now, it doesn't appear to be at this point. I monitor those numbers every week. I'll get a report tomorrow. Okay. But that's a significant problem, and very disappointing. They've been working on this project for years, and folks like our staff have been sharing concerns with the Department of Education since last fall, and it's just a continuing disappointment at this point.
What is the problem with it, just for our listeners to understand why it is a problematic thing? Is it a technology thing, or a web thing, or
it's
what
both.
Is it? Okay.
It's both. So it's all of the above. So they've been working on simplifying the financial aid form that students need to fill out, which is a good thing, and they've been talking about it in Congress and in both administrations for years. They delayed finalizing the form and preparing it to be completed online. Typically, students fill out that form and are able to begin filling it out in October. They didn't make the form available until December 31st, near midnight on New Year's Eve. And then the form had some technical problems, so those had to be corrected. And then, of course, what the federal government does is process all of that information and then sends back information to any institution, any college or university that a student has applied to. That information has been late in getting to us. Typically, we begin getting that information in November. We didn't begin getting information until March. And then they discovered, when they started sharing the information, that there were numerous errors in the information they were providing, so they had to reprocess it. So only now, in the second week of April, has Ball State and other institutions all across the country begun getting significant numbers of accurate reports of prospective students, their eligibility for financial aid. So maybe that's more than you asked
complicated. I wanted to understand it. I knew you'd explain it well. This is President Jeffrey Mearns. Back to your scholarliness. Still have not used the word anent yet, but he will.
And what does it mean? What does it mean?
That, again, you're the learned professor of doctoral sciences or whatever. You're the guy. Yeah. I'm not going to hand it to you. One last thing on the
is finance. It a noun like art? Is it a noun like Steve? Can I call you an anent?
You've put an extra syllable in there, so no, you can't call me what you just said. Anyway, back to the other part. The U.S. Supreme Court obviously ruled on that effort with President Biden with student loan forgiveness. I'm just looking for your opinion as a former high-profile attorney. Does the version that was just presented this week, I guess, have a chance to go through, or do you think it might be disallowed as well?
Well, I think it's got a better chance than the one that the Supreme Court disallowed several months ago, because I think that decision was based on the fact that the original forgiveness plan was so broad in scope. And since then, President Biden has taken a series of more targeted actions. And I think it is the administration's hope that that more targeted approach will survive the challenges. Okay. Inevitably, there will be legal challenges. So I think it's got a better chance, but I wouldn't be knowledgeable enough to put any probability on it.
All right. President Jeffrey Mearns is our guest on WMUN. That space at the Muncie Mall, Nancy and I go walking at the mall for exercise as often as we can. And that great space that BSU has used for a while has been empty for a little while now. What happened to that agreement? Is there any want or need to reinstate that with the new property owners there?
Well, I don't know if our folks in the College of Architecture and Planning are engaged with conversations with the new owners. I think it was always intended that that space was going to be temporary until new owners took over. I believe the folks in CAP are looking for space downtown, maybe to do similar kind of programming for the community, but I don't think that's been resolved yet either.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. President Mearns, let's go to sports. You're a fan. What about that men's volleyball team? How are they doing?
I know. They're doing great. So they finished the regular season last weekend, the third consecutive regular season conference title in the MEVA. You know, Coach Cruz, it's his third year, and he's got a three-peat going in terms of regular season title. And then I think Saturday night, we host
7 o'clock.
The quarterfinal round. If we win that, then next Thursday, Saturday, we'll be hosting the semifinals and the finals here on campus.
So can you make a promise right now on live radio, WMUN, President Jeffrey Mearns, that if and when Coach Donan Cruz and his dudes win on Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Worthen Arena, and they would have the two more home dates, as you just mentioned, next week for the MEVA, et cetera, which is a great honor. That's a big one. Would you promise to work at least the concession stand at Worthen Arena that evening just to show your support to the Cardinals in that regard?
Well, Jennifer and I have another commitment this Saturday night, but we've blocked out our calendar next Thursday and next Saturday to be there for the semifinals and the finals. But, you know, I have great respect for the women and men who work in the concession stand, but it's not a particularly good view of the action. So when we're in the semifinals and finals.
Is there not video screens for you can watch?
I don't know if they have video screens in the concession.
You're the president
areas.
Of a mid-major university. Surely you could pull that off between now and then, President Mearns. Come on now.
I'll get back to you, Anent.
All right. No, that is not correct.
I tried.
That is not. The definition is about or concerning, if that helps you at all. Well, you have a speaker coming in April 17th. Who's coming now?
Yeah, Melina Simone Bacon. She's a 2004 Ball State graduate. She's going to give a lecture at Pruess Hall at 1 o'clock on, I think it's April 17th.
Yeah.
She's a dynamic speaker and a passionate leader. She's an advocate for art. She believes that arts and culture are the common denominator in all peoples and in all compassionate and kind and generous communities. And so she believes art brings people together irrespective of their differences. And she's going to talk about that passion. And I've had a chance to meet her. She goes by Molly, by the way, M-A-L-I. And I've had a chance to visit with Molly on a couple of other occasions. So I'd encourage folks to come out and hear her message.
She should just go as Bacon, because everybody loves bacon. Her last name is Bacon, 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 Bacon. President Mearns, I just realized I volunteered to help you promote One Ball State Day last week. I didn't hear the outcome. How much was raised? How did you do?
So we raised approximately $1.2 million on that one day. More than 7,000, I think it's 7,200 individual gifts, and you pledged on the air to make a contribution. Did you actually fulfill that pledge that you made?
I do not recall that.
We can go to the tape.
Did
Steve.
We save any?
You said $100.
Did we save any tape? I don't know. I don't know that we
said
had any.
$100.
I don't know that we had you any said, tape on that.
Man.
We'll review. We will. We'll review. And we will look into that.
And
Go ahead.
And by the way, then interest is accruing. We're 8 days into interest. So we charge 15% hourly.
Wait a second. President Biden said my interest was being forgiven. So that's got to work for me. Come on now.
No,
I'm being very topical, President Mearns.
No, you're being very evasive and cheapskate-ish.
Technically, what you're saying is, what I would be doing is I would be financing something through Ball State, allegedly. And now you're saying that I get charged
you're
interest,
talking,
but the students don't. Because come on now. Let's talk fairness and equity. Come on, President Mearns.
We are talking fairness, and you are being very evasive.
Have you eaten the robot pizza yet? And if so, is it better than a slice in New York City? Because you've had those, I'm sure.
I've not eaten it. And, you know, I love Muncie, Delaware County, East Central Indiana, but we don't have pizza of the quality of New York, New Haven, Connecticut.
Yep, I got it. I got it.
Yeah, that's a generous term to say it's different, but that's true.
Last item here, President Mearns. Update us, please, on the tragic, horrific, mind-crushing, blood-curdling screams of agony, bionic man-created ping pong accident that happened in November.
Well, you know, before we started our interview, I heard that last news story about the gentleman who accidentally ingested a nail clipper. Boy, that really tops mine as a unusual injury. That might be the injury of the year. But no, I'm about 90%. I can do just about everything, including I just started jogging a little bit a couple mornings a week with my dog, Katie. And so I thanks for asking. I'm making good progress, almost 100% there. Oh, hope to be there in the next few weeks or
so. President Mearns, 149 days until cornhole.
Yes, I'm excited about the football season. You know, the spring game was last Saturday. I think we've got a lot of talent coming back and a lot of new talent. So feeling good about this football season. But we've got a lot of college sports here on Ball State campus until then. You know, this Saturday, both our baseball and softball are home. And also, we're hosting a track meet on Friday, tomorrow and Saturday. And so I assume you'll be out there live covering that exciting sporting event. One of the most important.
What happens, President Mearns, when you assume? Finish that phrase. Don't finish that phrase. Sorry.
I won't, but I would assume that when you made that $100 commitment to One Ball State Day.
Well, you're really fixated on that. Of all the things that we could be talking about.
I assumed you would have the credibility to honor that, but I guess it made something of me.
He did not use the word of the day in the entire interview. I think we're 30 minutes deep now. You did not. You used it.
I did. You just said I didn't use it correctly.
Hello.
You didn't stipulate at the outset. Go back to the tape on this one.
See, now we're going back to the whole being an attorney day. He's getting the words squished together.
Yeah, sometimes facts get in the way, huh, don't they, Steve?
President Mearns, it's always a pleasure. Can we do this every day? Would you mind? Could you fit me in every day? I think this would be entertaining and informing.
Yeah. Call Stephanie Arrington. She'll see if she can fit you in.
That's a no. Thank you, President Mearns. It's always a pleasure.
Good to be with you, Steve. Right, stay dry. And everyone out there, be careful. The roads, there's a lot of flooding on the roads, so drive carefully, please.
Thanks much, President Mearns, Ball State University, as we continue on WMUN.
Spring into some extra hot fun after breakfast, afternoon, or my favorite, after dark.
After dark.
There's never been a bad time to spice things up, and with After Dark's huge selection, they make it easy even for the shyest shoppers. Throwing a bachelor or bachelorette party this spring? Make it one they'll never forget with the help from
After Dark.
Shop the largest selection of adult novelties, lingerie, party favors, and all the other spicy items that'll be sure to tingle you to the bone. Is it movie night with your special someone? If so, shop After Dark's massive selection of buy one, get one free DVDs. After Dark has three locations to keep the fun going wherever you're at. Mounds Road in Anderson, on Johnson and Marion, and on Kilgore in Muncie. Have fun when the lights go out with the help from After Dark.
After Dark.
Hi, I'm Mark Cuban, entrepreneur, businessman, and TV fan. People always come to me for investment advice. So here's a quick tip for you. Stop overpaying for cable and switch to Philo. What's Philo? It's the best way to watch more than 70 of your favorite channels and save big on your monthly bills. You can stream top channels like AMC, A&E, Discovery, Live, and On Demand. Philo's also got a library with thousands of hours of movies and shows just waiting for you. Plus, an unlimited DVR that lets you save all your favorites and rewatch them for up to 1 year. All of this for just $25 a month. You don't need me to tell you that this is a deal you need to make. Philo, now and forever.
Head on over to philo.tv. That's philo.tv. And start your 7-day free trial now.
Nearly 1 in 5 Indiana students miss over 3 weeks of school each year. I'm Dr. Katie Jenner, Indiana Secretary of Education, here to tell you why attendance matters. We know the positive impact an educator can make, which is only possible when students come to school. Students with poor attendance often suffer academically and may not graduate. Let's work together as educators, parents, and families to make sure our students are attending school to maximize their future opportunities.
Sponsored by the Indiana Department of Education and aired by this station.
Give the entryway to your home a brand new look with Larson Doors, now at Menards. Larson Storm Doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. The Lakeview Storm Door features a screen-away retractable screen that disappears when not in use. It's on sale now through April 14th. Save big money on Larson Storm Doors and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Live weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Ironically, the word of the day is an attorney type of a word. Anent the issues of whether the agreement is valid and legally binding. The court has found no objection. That's our WMUN word of the day.
It's April 11th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Barbershop Quartet Day.
Let's take a boat to Bermuda. Let's take a plane to St. Paul.
Fox Nation's very own Tom Shalhoub and his barbershop quartet, Scully Square. That type of music originated in barbershops in the 1800s as patrons sang songs while they were waiting to get their hair cut. Also on this day, Iranian President Ahmadinejad announces in 2006 that his country has enriched uranium. In 1981, President Ronald Reagan returned to the White House from the hospital after an assassination attempt. He had been shot by John Hinckley Jr. outside the Washington Hilton Hotel a few days earlier. And President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act in 1968. I'm CJ Papa, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot.
With listeners on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM in Chicagoland, Minnesota, and within the great state of Indiana, too. What would happen if we don't keep funding Ukraine? One prediction this week.
Military Matters.
At a House Armed Services budget hearing, the top U.S. commander in Europe, General Chris Cavoli, NATO's supreme allied commander, warned in no uncertain terms what will happen if the U.S. does not pass the Ukraine supplemental funding bill, which would allow the Pentagon to resupply Ukraine with ammunition and missile defense before it's too late and Russia overruns Ukraine.
If we do not continue to support Ukraine, Ukraine will run out of artillery shells and will run out of air defense interceptors in fairly short order. Based on my experience in 37 plus years in the U.S. military, if one side can shoot and the other side can't shoot back, the side that can't shoot back loses. So the stakes are very high.
Assistant Secretary of Defense Celeste Wallander had this stark warning about Vladimir Putin's ambitions.
He's not after territory. He's not after Bakhmut or Avdiivka or even Odessa. He's after Ukraine.
For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Final item today, 23 years old and already wanting to help those that served our country.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A pitcher raising money for the Gary Sinise Foundation by putting a price on his strikeouts makes today's Dean's List. 23-year-old Paul Skeens is already making a name for himself, having just graduated from college, and he's on the radar as a prospect of the Pittsburgh Pirates. He wants to help support our nation's veterans and first responders. Writing on social media, I am personally donating $100 for every strikeout I record this season. Please click the link in my bio to join the mission and make your donation. The pitcher has been getting attention for his incredible talent representing the Air Force and the LSU Tigers. His final year, he shattered records and was rewarded with the National Pitcher of the Year Award and the College World Series Most Outstanding Player title. Paul Skeens' record for strikeouts was 209, and now he's striking them out for a good cause. Paul Skeens, you made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
All right, Janice, thank you. Our news department covering many and various stories. The pilot that was injured in that Muncie plane crash is still critical. We were asked to hold that information for the sake of the family. I see a Star Press story on it, so we'll look into it and share as such. We certainly wish the family and the patient or patients the best. Not sure about the other two that were injured in that plane crash April 1st. That'll do it for this morning's program. Back at it again tomorrow and every weekday, 8 to 9 a.m. For Emily Guffey in the Axia Command Center producing this morning, Steve Lindell wishing you a great day from WMUN.